Great. Well, thank you everyone for joining the webinar today. My name is Rick Lindquist. I'm the CEO of PeopleKeep. Our subsidiary company, which is now part of PeopleKeep, is Zane Benefits, and I was the CEO of Zane Benefits from 2009 until 2017. We're incredibly excited to announce over the last 30 days our PeopleKeep brand officially and what it means for existing customers and small businesses across the U.S. And so today I'm excited to share with you all. Getting some feedback that audio is poor. One second here. All right, we'll do the best we can. Let me see if I can improve it. One second.
All right, well, I'm hoping that that does a little bit better of a job of sound. So we are, I'm excited to walk through this webinar today with you guys. I put together an agenda that I think will get everyone, an opportunity to see what PeopleKeep is, where PeopleKeep has come from, what it's doing now, and where we're going to go in the future. So we'll start with our story, how it came to be. We've got a unique point of view here at PeopleKeep, and I want to share that with you and talk about, how we see the world developing as it relates to small businesses hiring and keeping their people. That'll lead us into a conversation about personalized benefits. So we'll talk a little bit about what personalized benefits are and how we expect our product to deliver on those. We have a unique position here at PeopleKeep, and we'll talk a little bit about why small businesses decide to go with PeopleKeep over either increasing wages for employees or traditional group benefits. And then we'll talk. I'll do a brief overview of how PeopleKeep works, and we'll finish up with what this means for stakeholders. I'll talk a little bit about how this new platform impacts existing customers, as well as what the future holds for personalized benefits as it relates to health insurance reform, tax reform, and public policy around healthcare. I'm excited, and if you have questions, please feel free to type them into the question box. I will, at the end of this presentation, spend some time answering those and picking some as many as we can. So let's go ahead and get started. So PeopleKeep, it was founded in 2015. Zane Benefits has been around for a long, long time. That is our subsidiary company. And while I was working at Zane Benefits, I guess just to step back for a second, I'm from North Carolina originally, and I'm a Duke grad that had no idea what he wanted to do back in 2007 when I graduated college. And so I packed up a U-Haul, headed out west to Park City, Utah, and was planning to basically ski bum for a year before going back to law school and following my mother and father in their profession. So ended up meeting the founder of Zane Benefits in 2007 in Park City, Utah. And instead of ski bumming, he invited me to come work for his startup, Zane Benefits. This was 10 years ago. And he had a view of the world that was, he thought that group employer-based health insurance was evil and awful thing for consumers, and he was on a mission with Zane Benefits to eradicate group health insurance from the lands. And so I totally bought into his passion. This man's name was Paul Zane Pilzer. That's where Zane Benefits comes from. And he gave me an opportunity to come in and really run the business. And so we had a lot of success at Zane Benefits. And what we did was we were the leaders and are the leaders in individual health insurance reimbursement. So we created the concept of as a benefit, giving people money instead of a group health insurance plan to go buy their own health insurance, being the benefit. And we'll talk a little bit about, what our point of view is there. But the point here is that Zane Benefits has been at this a very long time. And while I was at Zane Benefits, we discovered the real problem, which, we thought at the time that the individual health insurance was better than group health insurance, and that was why companies should switch from group benefits to, what we're calling now personalized benefits. But what we learned at Zane Benefits was it really has nothing to do with the health insurance. It has everything to do with the point of benefits, which is to hire and keep your people. As a small business owner, you're in the business of widgets, and an important asset that you have to be able to attract and maintain is people. And you pay people wages; those are taxed, and then you, in order to attract the best people and keep the people that you really, really need, you offer SPIFs, benefits. And those benefits are purely another way to compensate people. So when you go back into history here, back to the 1940s in World War II times, traditional group benefits were created to allow companies to attract and keep their people in an additional way to wages. These benefits were excluded from income taxes. And what that allowed was companies to, instead of giving someone $10 extra per hour in taxable wages, they could instead say, hey, here is a tax-free benefit that's worth thousands of dollars per year. I don't have to pay taxes on it. You don't have to pay taxes on it. So it's worth more than me giving you a raise. And so that has that concept has developed over the last 60 to 70 years into what we have today. In the 1970s, I should back up for a second. In the 1940s, when this first started, it was 100% payment. So as a business, if you were around in the 1940s, if you were going to offer a health insurance benefit, you would just offer the health insurance benefit and pay it 100%. If you're going to offer retirement, you would just offer retirement, unlimited retirement, 100%. And what started to happen was these, people started living longer. People started healthcare. Our healthcare delivery system improved, which enabled people to spend more money on healthcare in order to live longer. What was originally an affordable endeavor by the business to provide health and retirement benefits turned into this massive cost that went up every year. And so in the 1970s, you started to see a shift in the retirement space from these pension plans that were defined benefit, as a lot of people call them, to 401ks, where the company is setting aside a monthly or annual percentage contribution of salary, and the employees match that. And that caps the company's liability in terms of what their long-term cost would be per employee. While today we look at 401ks as the norm, that was not the case in the 1970s. People were looking in the 1970s going, you're crazy. You think 401ks are going to replace pension plans? No way. What we're seeing in today is starting in the 2000s, the individual, the group health insurance costs started to skyrocket. The HSAs were created, HRAs were created, and we'll talk about those today, were created to allow companies to spend, shift costs to employees effectively and cap their contributions to healthcare. So you started seeing companies raising deductibles, you started seeing companies reducing the percentage of the premium that they're paying. Gone are the days of zero deductible and 100% coverage provided by the company. Now you see, maybe the company covers 75% of the employee-only or single portion of the premium. The employee pays the rest, and now we're talking about $2,000, $5,000, $10,000 deductibles versus the $0 deductibles that we were used to pre-2000. And so today, what's happening is companies, especially small businesses, and employees are getting to the point where this is terrible, and this sucks. and I don't want to do this anymore. So companies are getting to the point where they're canceling group benefits and simply going to the, toward the direction of giving people more taxable money to go spend how they see it. And so at PeopleKey, at Dean Benefits, we realized, wow, this is not just a healthcare problem. This is a hire and keep problem that will, if we could solve, you know, take the concept that we were building for health and solve that across all benefits, we could really help small businesses hire and keep their people in a way that they've never been able to before. And so we developed a point of view that was broader than just healthcare. You know, at PeopleKey, we think offering traditional group benefits sucks. They're too expensive. The costs are going to go up every year. That's not going to change. Too complex. They take a ton of time to administer. And there's time for, you know, the companies, small businesses spend more time, you know, as much time worrying about benefits in Q4 that they do as part of their business. And it's just a waste of time. And then on top of that, as costs have increased, deductibles have gone up, employees are going, hey, you know, because this doesn't cover X, Y, and Z, or because my doctor's not covered, or because this is so expensive, I don't really want this anymore. This health insurance does not fit my personal needs. In other words, it's too one size fits all. And, you know, we use this image here to explain what's going on. On the left, you've got the CEO who's going, ah, this is a pain. You got the Sarah on the right going, who am I supposed to be talking to about this? And, you know, what do I need to do? I don't really understand what's going on. To the G&A person, we call, we call it the Debbie. We have a office manager slash accountant in the office called Debbie. And so that's Debbie right there going, why am I being put in the middle here? And then you got the CPA going, I don't really understand healthcare and I'm not comfortable helping you guys out. But I do think this is good from a tax write-off standpoint. And so we think it sucks. Every year, you know, costs go up. Over the last 15 years, just to put this in perspective, health insurance costs on group plans have tripled. And as a result, today, less than, you know, and people, when I go talk to you know, people that aren't familiar with the small business, you know, experience and space, they don't realize how big this problem is. But when you look at the number of businesses, there are 5.7 million small businesses in the U.S. today. Less than 50% of those small businesses that have at least one employee offer any benefits to their employees. So less than 50% offer group health insurance, and then when you go past that and look at other benefits like retirement, less than 15% of small businesses offer a 401k. And, you know, what we discovered at Same Benefits is, after thousands and thousands of conversations and customers, is that it's not a situation where small businesses are going, I don't want to hire and keep my people. They're not saying, I don't want to offer benefits. What they're saying is, this old way, this group, you know, this group benefits approach for health and retirement, it sucks, it doesn't work for me, and therefore I'm not going to do it anymore. And so we saw a huge opportunity, and we think, you know, if we could figure out a way to make offering employee benefits not suck, we have a pretty exciting business on our hands. So we set out in 2015 with PeopleKey to create what we call a personalized benefits automation software that makes offering benefits simple, painless, and personal for everyone. And you know, get the Debbie out of the middle and make it so that the CEO can set it and forget it, and Sarah, the employee, can decide, you know, when she wants to use it and what she wants to use it on. And you know, we've been successful at that. So as part of this, we've created a new concept. This concept is what we've called personalized benefits. What are personalized benefits? Well, in order to really understand personalized benefits, you have to think about the you know, you have to really change your point of view of what benefits are. So most people, when they think of benefits, they think of the group health insurance plan with Aetna, or the 401k with American Funds or Fidelity. They don't think about the amount of the tax-free compensation, the dollars that the company is spending on those. So a lot of companies actually don't get any credit for the tens of thousands of dollars per employee that they're spending on benefits every year, because the employees just say, oh, that's the plan, I don't really know the cost, so I don't value the dollars. You know, but if you really look at it, because you know, the company is contributing dollars to these things, the real benefit is the money. It's not the benefit, the plan. The benefit is the dollar. So instead of getting taxable wages, you're getting a tax-free contribution towards your benefits. And so by taking that concept and going, if the tax-free dollars are the benefit, then why don't we just make it very clear to employees that that's the benefit and then help them use those dollars. So we call that concept personalized benefits. Give people tax-free money instead of a plan and let them choose what they want to go spend that money on based on their personal needs. So our mission at PeopleKeep is to personalize benefits for small business. It's not to personalize health benefits for small business. It's to personalize all benefits for small business. And so, you know, we look at personalized benefits as the new way or the opposite of traditional group benefits. Give people money, let them use it for what they want. So right now we have a help solution that we are really focused on, and we want to nail it. And then over the course of the next several quarters, we're going to be evaluating what other personalized benefits should we add to the platform. And, you know, there's opportunities to do the same thing with cell phones. You know, when we look at this benefit, it's really interesting. You know, there are more people with cell phones in the U.S. than there are with health insurance. So arguably, if you're looking at, you know, a hire and keep benefit tool, would a health benefit be more valuable to the average employee, or a cell phone benefit be more valuable to the average employee? We actually think a cell phone benefit is more valuable than a health benefit because more people would actually be able to use the money. And so, you know, the same concept applies to each of these. Give people money for cell phone. Give people money for education. Give people money for transportation. Give people money for retirement. Give people money for health, and let them go buy their own consumer services directly from the consumer service provider and get reimbursed for their contribution. So for retirement, it's IRAs instead of 401ks. For transportation, it's a public transit pass that you buy on your own versus a company-provided one. For education, instead of tuition reimbursement or an on-site training program, it's going to Amazon and buying a book and getting reimbursed for it. It's going to Udemy or Coursera or a conference and learning and getting reimbursed for your tax-free from your company for that education expense. You know, cell phone's obvious. And we think that this is a huge opportunity. So our plan is we want to nail health, then we're going to build out each of these personalized benefits. And eventually our vision is we want to be able to let a small business do one simple thing. Set aside $1 amount per employee per month, based on, you know, their compensation goals, and let that employee decide where they want to spend it. If they want to spend it all on health, great, let them spend it on health. Maybe they don't want to buy health care, or they're young, and they want to spend it all on education so that they can increase their earning power and value to your company. That's a personal decision based on where that employee is in their life and what their current career goals are and personal goals. And so we would love, the ultimate goal here, and we will be successful with our mission once we have a solution that lets a company come to our website, sign up online, and set $1 amount that the employee can choose how to spend across all different benefits. And we're really, really excited about it. So, you know, that's the what. Let's talk a little bit about the why. You know, why does a small business choose us? We've been in the space a long time, and so, you know, we have learned that there are three key things that a small business owner wants with benefits. One, they want something that is simple and painless. In other words, something that takes as little time as possible to deliver a benefit. With PeopleKeep, we allow small businesses to offer benefits in less than 15 minutes per month, and we want to drive that down ultimately to zero if possible. Second, the whole point of offering benefits is that it provides, better value than wages. And so we want to let companies facilitate tax-free money to their employees as supported by the tax code and approved by their CPA for eligible items. And so we want to create an average of 35% in tax savings for our customers on every dollar that gets run through our platform. And then third, none of this matters if we're not successful at hiring and keeping people. So if a small business, ultimately a small business wants peace of mind that once I set up PeopleKeep, not only is it going to take me just a few minutes a month and create tax savings for me and my employees, it's going to actually do the job of helping me hire and keep people. And so we have a 98% employee satisfaction rating. We have spent the last 2 years developing this platform prior to this launch to make sure it works for the core purpose, which is to hire and keep people. And we're doing a good job of that. Here's a quick case study with a company called Insignia in Nashville, Tennessee. They're in the mobile software industry. When you think about top talent, I mean, there isn't a harder talent to go after than software developers these days with all the software companies being established. And so Insignia uses PeopleKeep to attract, you know, top tech talent to their company. And just to hammer home the value proposition here, they're spending less than 5 minutes a month offering benefits. They're projected to save a $20,000 in annual tax savings. And, you know, on a survey basis, they have a 95% employee satisfaction rate. We've got to figure out how to get that to 100%. You know, it's working. If you want to see more case studies, by all means, go to our site. We plan to put more case studies out every month going forward. And if you're an existing customer on the call and you want to be a part of the case study, we'd really appreciate it, and I'd be happy to profile your company. So that's the why. Before we get into what this means going forward, let's spend some time talking about how this works for the company and for the employees. So we talked about what it's personalized benefits. Give people money to go buy whatever they want on a tax-free basis. We talked about why it's, save time, save taxes, be able to hire people, worry less. And then, here's how it works. It's really simple. First, the company creates a PeopleKeep account. And what we do is we will guide the company through a quick account setup. We want this to be completely online so that the company can do this, a small business owner can do this at any time of day without, requiring assistance, but that assistance is there if they need it. Once you've created your account, you can then launch your benefits program. This is where you'll determine contributions and invite employees. As we add additional benefits into the program, this is the stage where you'll decide which benefits you want to offer. Is it just health, or is it health plus retirement plus education? Once you launch your benefits program, we will actually create all the legal documents, all of the policy and procedures, all of the employee portals, and go invite employees via email to come join your program. Once the employees log into the PeopleKeep portal, they've got access to the support staff, and they'll go through a personalization wizard that will help them buy what fits their personal needs. The whole point of offering a health benefit is for people to use it. If you're giving as a small business a group health insurance plan to someone, and only 50% of the people are participating, and after that, only 50% of those people, so effectively 25% of your employees are actually getting value because they're healthy, that's not a good benefit. And so some employees on here are going to be really healthy and go, I want a really high deductible health plan, and then I want to use the extra money to cover my medical expenses so I can get real value out of this benefit. I go to get a physical every year, I've got a pharmacy expense or something like that. And this is where we'll help them decide how to best put their money to work so that they maximize their value. Once the employee is onboarded and understands how to use the allowance, we'll then automate the rest. So once this is set up and employees are on board, the business, our pitch is, business owner, focus on your business, not your benefits. Let us automate the rest. And if what we want to know from our customers is anytime that you're spending time doing anything in the software is an opportunity for us to automate something. And so we want to know about those things so we can improve. To put this into perspective, here are some common situations that we see where when we hear from these companies find us online, when they realize that we can solve the problem that these situations create, they get super excited and buy it, want to sign up right away. There are a lot of companies out there who don't offer any benefits right now and are looking to offer benefits for the first time. when a company looks to go offer benefits the first time, oftentimes the reason that they can't offer benefits or haven't in the past is because group health benefits have been too expensive. When these companies find us and they realize, wow, I've been telling prospective hires that I can't offer benefits. I've been telling my employees for years that we're not quite there yet. I can't offer benefits. And now I'm realizing that I could have all along, and now I can. It's a huge win for these companies who can, even if it's just $200 a month that they could give employees to help out with healthcare, it's a big, big recruiting and retention tool. Another common use case is there's a lot of companies out there that have employees with, various different situations, whether that's employees that have, healthcare covered through other means, whether it's an individual plan, a spouse, a parent, or even the government through TRICARE or Medicare. The group plan, they don't want group health insurance. They want money to help them cover the cost that they already have. Another example of that is employees in multiple states. So if you think about it, let's just say you're a 10-person company and you've got a couple employees in Utah, a couple employees in California, and a few employees in New York. Those three groups of employees have very different needs. In fact, the health insurance rules in each of those states is different. So the available policies for the networks and the doctors that they want are vastly different. So, these companies have a really hard time finding one group plan that will fit all of those different needs across those states. And so when they find, they find out that, I can just give people money and let them choose how to use it based on their state, that's huge. We're seeing a lot more companies going, I'm just fed up with traditional group benefits. I'm done. This sucks. I need something to replace that so my employees don't quit. We get a lot of calls from companies who are on existing HRAs with third-party administrators that are treating it like a bank account and not providing the full employee benefit experience automation that employees need to get value and businesses need, business owners and managers need to be able to hire people. And so we're seeing a lot of transition from that. We're also seeing companies that are out there who have gone, they already have figured out on their own that there's a better way called give people tax-free money, and they're actually doing what we do on their own, and they're sending up documents that they believe are making them compliant. Sometimes they're out of compliance. Sometimes they're in compliance, but they're realizing, man, that's taking me hours per month. I'd much rather pay people keep a few bucks a month to take this off my plate so I can focus on my business. And so we see a lot of companies coming in to say, hey, I want to give more tax-free money to my employees, or I want to formalize what I'm doing and automate it so I can focus on my business. So switching gears here for a second, what does this mean for stakeholders? First, PeopleKeep is different than Zane Benefits. We are hyper-focused on automation. We are changing the game with automation. In 2018, we are going to release features every week throughout the entire year. And the whole purpose of those features will be to make it even more automated than it already is. So, this thing is going to get better every day, for the foreseeable future. And customers will see progress on a weekly basis. Eventually, it won't just be health, it will be other benefits as well. Second, we've simplified our ambassador program. So we get tons of requests every day from CPAs, accountants, bookkeepers, small business consultants, health insurance brokers, payroll companies who want to partner with us. And so we've massively simple. If you're one of those people who's interested in becoming an ambassador, we've made it very simple for you to refer your small businesses, give them a discount, and be compensated in return. A lot of CPAs just say, hey, I just want to give the $150. That's perfectly fine. We aren't going to force you to take the $150, but it's there if you want it. We also plan to build in some functionality for our ambassadors into our platform. So if you're a CPA and you want to make your personalized benefits as part of your business, it's really tax-free money is what it is. Just like if you manage QuickBooks or help with accounting, we want to build tools for our ambassadors to help their small business relationships better offer personalized benefits. That's a big part of where we're going. We view this as a new concept that is going to require a lot of education, and the more word of mouth, the more people that believe in what we're doing and buy into our point of view that offering benefits sucks and there's a better way. We want to enable you all to help and also be a part of the movement. So any ideas that you have related to making it easier for your CPAs and your existing small business service providers to help spread the word, we're open to it. For Zane Benefits customers that are on the line, I want to be very clear. Zane Benefits is going to continue to service you. It is still a wholly owned company of PeopleKeep and will continue to operate. Now, I do believe that as the market develops and PeopleKeep develops, there's going to be a majority of Zane Benefits customer base who wants to transition to PeopleKeep. And through 2018, as long as that transition happens before 2018, we're going to waive all setup fees and make it as simple and painless as possible for you guys to make those transitions. But if you don't want to make the transition, that's fine too. Final slide. There's a lot of talk right now. You really can't turn on the news without seeing some talk around tax reform or health reform. So I've got three things I want to cover real quickly. I'm going to focus for purposes of this slide on personalized health benefits. That's where everyone's focused right now anyway. So what does the future hold for personalized health benefits? And by personalized health benefits, I'm specifically talking about setting aside money as a company and giving people tax-free dollars to go buy their own health insurance and get reimbursed for their own out-of-pocket medical expenses. And what you need to know is that this is the future. There has been over the last few years since Obamacare has come into existence, there's been some concern around the regulatory and legal viability of personalized health benefits. And we have maintained all along that this is 100% legitimate. Not only is it 100% legitimate, it's common sense and is supported 100% by the tax code. That will not change, and we are already seeing signs with recent legislation and an executive order that is very clear that HRAs are going to be expanded in 2018 in the future. So we actually expect there will be some information coming from the IRS in 2018. We expect it towards the end of Q1, maybe it falls into Q2, if not sooner, that will actually make HRAs available to companies of all sizes and expand and increase flexibility of how they work. HRAs, if you're not familiar with the concept, are one of the backbones of personalized health benefits. They're one way to deliver personalized health benefits. So HRAs are being expanded. Any regulatory uncertainty that existed in the past has been clarified through both legislation and regulation. And then we have another big piece of personalized health benefits is HSAs. And when you analyze all of the reform proposals that have come through, there are very few, if any, that exclude HSA expansion from the list. So a big part of reform is expanding the use of HSAs, making them more flexible, making it easier for companies to contribute and for employees to contribute. So we expect HSAs to become more and more popular, and they'll be a big part of our platform going forward, alongside the HRA. Individual health insurance reform will happen. So the other big concern, this is my final point here, is, oh my gosh, the individual market is so unstable. There's this big back and forth between Trump, Congress, state departments of insurance, insurance companies, et cetera, that, it's an impasse. And at the end of the day, what's going to happen is there's going to be some reform that happens in the individual market. There is no world that exists in the future where the individual health insurance market is not the future. Group benefits have run their course since the 1940s. Group health insurance is not working. And at some point, whether it's this year, next year, or the next year, there's going to be a deal that gets through that through Congress and get signed by President Trump that you know, fixes the concerns that carrier insurance companies are raising and fixes and addresses the concerns that consumers are raising related to cost of health insurance. And so, you know, while, you know, we could all, you know, hypothesize what that looks like, my advice to everyone on this call is don't worry about it. It's going to happen. Just recognize that individual health insurance is going to play a big part of our future healthcare. And, you know, it's likely going to take some time, whether that's months, quarters, or years, for this conversation to play out. And at the end of the day, it's going to get better than what it is now. It's just a matter of time. So anyway, that's my presentation for today. I hope it was helpful.